Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, August 24th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, youth development consultant says violence in Dominican society is disproportionately affecting youth. Police say an army man was involved in the break-in at the Antigua Prime Minister's home. And India investigating French submarine company data leak. The news is brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Need cash? No worries. Get a ready cash loan from Quartz today for whatever you need. Up to $6,750. No security needed. And up to 36 months to repay.
Whoa.
You don't have to be an existing Quartz customer to enjoy Quartz Ready Cash.
Don't bother trying the rest. Come check out the best. It's quick. It's easy. It's affordable. Quartz Ready Cash. Up to $6,750 in cash. Visit a Quartz store today or call us at 448-7655 for more information. Getting cash has never been so easy. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. A strong tropical wave is affecting the northern portion of the region. This system is expected to result in an increase in cloudiness across the island during the next 24 hours. Here is why the forecaster at the Dominica Meteorological Service, Marshall Alexander.
It was a relief this morning to look at the satellite and more particularly the radar imagery, which showed that the showers and thunderstorm activity associated with the system has moved to the north of Dominica. We can still expect to see increased cloudiness during the next 24 hours. However, showers and possible thunderstorms can be expected by this afternoon into tonight, as this system is expected to pull moisture northwards into our area. Now, the system is still just north of us and expected to develop, and we should continue to monitor and continue to exercise caution, as we cannot rule out a feeder band from this system moving across Dominica. Persons are advised to continue to listen to the weather reports, keep monitoring the progress of this system and other systems, and not get complacent, as we should all know that weather is dynamic, meaning that it is likely to change, can be for the best or for the worst. And we are the Met Service will continue to provide guidance information to the public, but the onus is on the public to take the necessary precautions and actions to protect life and property by preparing for the worst and praying for the best. It is always better to be safe than sorry.
Weather forecaster at the Dominica Meteorological Service, Marshall Alexander. Meantime, residents can now breathe a sigh of relief following the passage of a large area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms associated with a tropical wave. The system went through last night, dumping some rain on the islands north of Dominica. However, the Office of Disaster Management reported that an Air Force Renaissance aircraft currently investigating the broad low-pressure area and tropical wave near the northern Leeward Islands have winds to tropical force, storm force in a few squalls near the northernmost Leeward Islands. 12-year-old musical prodigy Jarrett Jean-Jacques awarded a grade 1 with all A's at the Caribbean Examination Certifications. This is another major milestone for him as the youngest ever in Dominica to sit the CXCs and to gain such an outstanding grade. Jarrett will soon be a third form honor student of the St. Mary's Academy. He has since been playing music since the age of 4, plays the trumpet, trombone, euphonium, piano, French horn, clarinet, sax, guitar, and flute. He also teaches his younger siblings trumpet, clarinet, and piano. And Jarrett also recently obtained merits from the Associated Board of Royal Schools of Music in grade 8 trumpet. trombone and euphonium, and distinction in grade 7 piano. All this in addition to his CXE grade 1 in music. He also received a special recognition certificate from the Dominique Government Band for his exceptional accomplishments. And Jarrett is the son of Norman and Marlene Jean-Jacques. He's described as an exemplary ordinary child who raises above the norm and proves that all things are possible with dedication, commitment, and encouragement. 1 year after the deadliest natural disaster since Hurricane David in 1979, the government of Dominica has declared Sunday, August 27th and Saturday, August 27th and Sunday, August 28th, 2016, as National Days of Prayer and Thanksgiving to mark the first anniversary of the passing of Tropical Storm Erica. As a lead-in to the two-day National Days of Prayer and Thanksgiving, Prime Minister Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit will deliver an address to the nation on Friday, August 26, 2016. On August 27, 2015, Tropical Storm Erica ravaged the country, dumping an average of 17.83 inches of rain on Dominica, triggering flooding and mudslides that left 31 people dead, thousands more displaced, and causing over $1 billion EC dollars in damage. One 64-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm. On Tuesday, August 23rd, Cornell Dominique allegedly sustained an injury to the right side of his abdomen on Hillsborough Street. According to police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist, Dominique was transported to the Accident and Emergency Department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he was seen and admitted by a medical doctor.
A 64-year-old male off Hillsborough Street in Roseau has been arrested on suspicion of grievous bodily harm. It is alleged that about 1:15 p.m. on Tuesday, the 23rd of August 2016, at Hillsborough Street in Roseau, 17-year-old Cornell Dominic of Queens Lane in Goodwill sustained an injury to the right side of his abdomen. Dominic was transported to the Accident and Emergency Department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he was examined by a medical doctor and admitted. Investigations are ongoing. The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force wishes 17-year-old Cornell Dominic of Queens Lane in Goodwill a speedy recovery.
One man is currently a patient of the Princess Margaret Hospital after suffering gunshot wounds to his legs during a robbery on Monday. According to police reports on Monday, August 22nd, four masked individuals, two armed with guns, entered the Sunite shop and robbed Nika Bellas, shooting him in the process. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist has more details.
One adult male of Bath Estate is presently nursing gunshot wounds to his legs at the Princess Margaret Hospital. It is alleged that about 10:20 p.m. on Monday, the 22nd of August 2016, four individuals wearing masks, two of whom were carrying firearms, entered the Sunite grocery shop situated at 197 Cicero Lane in Bath Estate and robbed Nika Bellot, male adult of Bath Estate, who was also shot in both his legs. Bellot was transported to the Accident and Emergency Department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he was examined by a medical doctor and admitted. Investigations are ongoing. Anyone with information which can assist the police with the investigations can contact the Criminal Investigations Department at telephone numbers 266-5164, 266-5165 and 266-5119, or Crime Stoppers Dominica at telephone number 1-800-8477. The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force wishes Nika Bellot a speedy recovery.
Alexina Kishma Atien of Bina Ravine, Canefield, is the new addition to the National Bank of Dominica's scholarship program. This will take the number of students currently under the bank scholarship program to 10. Alexina, who will be entering the Goodwill Secondary School this September, has been awarded a full scholarship by the bank. Lillian Polidor is the bank's executive manager of human resource and corporate services. She congratulated Alexina on receiving the scholarship and encouraged her to be diligent in her educational pursuits.
So, on behalf of the management and staff of the National Bank, we wish to congratulate Kishmo ATN for being the recipient of NBD's 2016-2017 scholarship. Just to say to Kishmo that we expect very good things from you. The scholarship will be to the tune of 1,000 EC dollars, and that is to cover the cost of books, transportation, uniforms, and the like. We really expect that during the year, Kishmo will apply herself diligently. We at the National Bank, we believe in supporting the people in our communities, and therefore this is one tangible way in which the bank is putting its support behind the youth as it relates to her education. So again, congratulations, Kishmo, and we really encourage you and urge you to be a diligent student so that you will be successful throughout your high school journey.
NBD's Executive Manager of Human Resource and Corporate Services, Lillian Polidor. NBD's scholarship program started over 17 years ago to provide deserving students with the necessary financial assistance to attend secondary school. The scholarships are awarded based on financial need. Each year, the bank works with the Welfare Division to identify a deserving student. This school year, the bank will spend approximately $10,000 to cover the cost of tuition, books, transportation, uniforms, and other school supplies for the scholarship students. Natasha Etienne, the mother of the recipient, expressed profound thanks to the NBD for their support.
I am incredibly honored to be here this morning. I am particularly appreciative of the National Bank of Dominica for selecting my daughter as a recipient of their scholarship program. I feel very privileged and touched to receive your support. It is such an amazing feeling for me personally to know that there are organizations out there supporting and assisting students in their educational pursuits. So your investment in my daughter's education is deeply appreciated, and I cannot adequately express how appreciative I am of your assistance. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Natasha Etienne, mother of NBD scholarships recipient. NBD encourages its scholarships recipients and all Dominican students to continue to be diligent and focused so that they will achieve the kind of success that comes with determination. In the region, it turns out that one of the soldiers who was supposed to be guarding the private residence of Prime Minister Gaston Brown allegedly broke into the house. Police say 22-year-old Xavier Baltimore of the Antigua and Barbuda Defense Force will appear in court next week to face charges in connections with the break-in that occurred sometime between August 3rd and 10th. Police are also contemplating whether to charge Baltimore with misbehavior in public office, according to the Daily Observer newspaper. Prime Minister Gaston Brown had discovered that two laptops and an iPad were stolen from his house when he and his family returned home from vacation overseas. Questions were raised about how someone was able to get into the residence when the property had a 24-hour security detail that comprised of soldiers from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. and police officers during the daylight hours. And India is investigating a massive data leak from French shipbuilder DCNS that affects a major submarine contract for its Navy, defense officials say. The leak of more than 22,000 pages exposes secrets about the combat capabilities of Scorpion-class vessels. It is not clear who first obtained the confidential documents, which were made public by the Australian media. Earlier this year, DCNS won Australia's largest ever defense contract to build a fleet of advanced submarines. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. Youth development consultant says violence in the Dominican society is disproportionately affecting youth. Police say an army man was involved in the break-in at the Antigua Prime Minister's home. And India investigating French submarine company that leaked. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log onto our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.